Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Wheel and Sprocket started in 1973 as a small shop in beautiful Hales Corners, Wisconsin. Led and opened by passionate people that just believe bikes make life a little better. Lots of hard work. It's grown through the years. Has 10 locations. As I said, just wonderful people who care about bikes and growing community. Amelia Cagle is co-owner and the director of retail experience at Wheel and Sprocket. Amelia runs the business with her brother Noel and her sister Tessa, correct? Wheel and Sprocket, as I said, you know, really grown from kind of humble beginnings to be one of the best bike shops in the country. So, Amelia, I appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. This is fun.
All right. So, let's just talk about some of the key decisions and innovations. Just, it's a family business, a legacy business, but how do you really focus on innovation through the years growing from one location to 10?
Yeah, you know, the humble beginnings and hard work were a real thing. We started in Hales Corners, pretty blue collar. But actually, the original owner of Wheel and Sprocket was named Frank Tamil.
Okay.
And Frank is still alive today.
All
Frank
right.
wanted to have a car lot, but couldn't afford all the cars. So
okay.
he settled for a bike lot. Right?
All right.
And unbeknownst to him, he didn't know that bikes came in a box. And all of a sudden, he needed a great bike mechanic. And he was talking around, and all of a sudden, he met this curly-haired kid who was going to school and knew how to fix a lot of bikes because he had a paper route, and you could make more money those days if you had a bike, right?
Yes.
So my father came into the business in 1973 as well. He became a co-owner with Frank, and they really believed in continuous improvement, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they were always hungry. They were always ambitious. They were always willing to do new things. So Wheel and Sprocket started in 73, and then this little bike brand called Trek Bicycles started
yes, Wisconsin-based as well.
Yeah, 1976. So actually, Wheel and Sprocket and Trek really grew together throughout the years, and it was fun because they would, like, bounce ideas back and forth. They would really give each other, like, positive and critical feedback.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of a cool thing. It's like these two small Wisconsin businesses kind of grew together to become like definitely outperform in our market, all right? Like there's bike shops in like California and like Florida where you can sell bikes all year round. Here in the Midwest, we were selling so many bikes. And really, it was like kind of exciting. And people were like, what is going on here? And it really was that like combination of like passion and discipline mm-hmm. to run a good business.
And the greater good of transit too. And I think often we think, ooh, it's public transit, it is cars, it is the pedestrian experience, it's bikes, but it really all works together. And I've really sensed as a business that you've taken, yes, you're selling bikes, but you're focusing on getting people from A to B, however they do that.
Totally. Selling bikes isn't good enough. Okay. So we need safe places for people to ride and we need reasons for folks to be riding. So my dad identified that early in his career and he would actually say a third of his time would be in retail. A third of his time would be in advocacy. And then a third of his time would be riding his bike.
Yeah.
Because, again, all these good ideas actually come from being outside and being on your bike.
I love that. That's a wonderful philosophy. So you have 10 locations today and a really strong online e-commerce presence, obviously. Talk about that breakout.
Totally.
You know, in-store sales versus online. It would probably seem to many like, I'm not going to buy a bike online. I need to touch and feel it first. But what does that look like in terms of balance on the company side?
Yeah, we like honestly don't care how you want to shop. We want to be, when you think bikes, we want you to think Wheel and Sprocket. So actually our e-commerce site is a fifth of our business. So it's one of our 10 business units, actually technically the 11th business unit.
Okay.
But it does about a fifth of the volume. And what's cool about that is we're able to do a lot of different like clearance buys, sell all across the country, have a lot of the replacement parts. If you're an avid bike rider, you know the more you ride, the more you break your bike.
That's right. Yes, indeed.
But we always want to have that tie-in to the retail stores as well. You know, it turns out the internet can't fix your bike for you, and it's not like an IKEA shelf. Like, mm-hmm. it really does require a little bit of skill to be able to do it.
Yeah.
We think that the pairing of the retail with the online really matches well. And, you know, there is something to your earlier point, like, coming in and seeing a bike and feeling it and then doing that test ride, like you need to experience that once in your life.
Right.
I sincerely think, Jeff, most people don't ride bikes because they've never ridden a good bike.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think
that's
about
true. Yeah.
Your
yeah.
first bike. Like, yeah. maybe it was
or
like
you're
a hand-me-down.
Overwhelmed with, wow, I need to get this tuned up. I don't know where to go. Like, I'm not sure if it's going to be safe. Like, there's all those things that go into it.
100%. They really think, like, safety is the number one reason why people don't ride. Okay. And that's fair. But you guys, look around these days. There's bike paths all over Milwaukee, all yeah. over the state. All of these rail to trails conversions, like there's really amazing places to ride. And your local bike shop is full of local bike nerds who know where all of those trails are. And we get jazzed just being able to share that info with you.
Yes. And the beauty of biking, I always say, is kind of you're bringing together that physical activity, but also just creating this mental wellness space in your mind that, hey, I'm outside, I'm doing good, and I'm focused on getting me to where I need to go. But when we come back, Amelia, I want to know, like, I have the bike in my garage. It's not quite ready for spring. What are the three things that I need to do to tune it up to make sure it's good to go for the spring and summer? This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are joined by Amelia Cagle, the co-owner at Wheel and Sprocket, also the director of retail experience. So, Amelia, I'm talking before the break. I want to fine-tune my bike for the upcoming summer season. What are the three things that I need to do?
So, I call it ABC quick check. All right.
Makes it easy.
A for air. B for brakes.
Done.
C is for chain.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
The first thing is just if it's been sitting in the garage for all like winter, you just need to pump up those tires.
Okay.
If you don't have a good pump, please invest in one. They're $50. 80% of the flat tires that we get in our shop are because of underinflation. Like, buy yourself a pump. We'll show you how to use it, and it is like it makes riding so much easier every time.
Can you usually just look on the side of the tire and it tells you how to inflate it?
Totally.
The electronic ones are boom, done.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
B is for brakes. So you just want to squeeze those brake calipers, make sure that the brakes are still engaged. Sometimes like people take the front wheel off to put the bike in the car.
Okay.
You just want to make sure that that's solid and re-engaged. The third thing is making that the chain actually has a little bit of oil on it, kind of like the Tin Man. If it's been sitting all winter, it doesn't work so well unless it has that.
Okay.
And I say all these things, but honestly, like if this is fumbling you at all, like come to the bike shop. All right.
Yeah.
Like the best thing you can do for your bike is an annual repair.
Okay.
All right. And it is just a way for us to really assess your bike, make it feel like new. And then you don't have to take, it takes all the guesswork out for you.
Yeah. You do tune-ups on everything. So you got to do the tune-ups on your bike regularly.
It's true.
ABC. I love it. So let's see. Where do I want to go here? I want to talk about kind of the re-emergence, if you will, of the big bike expo sale coming to Wisconsin State Fair Park next weekend. It's been a few, how many years?
5 years.
Kind of sunsetted.
Yeah, COVID definitely put a pause to our sale. So we were ready in April, but it was March that 2020 where the world kind of shut down.
Yeah.
But then it was so interesting because, like, you know, a lot of things shut down, but people found bikes again. And it was this beautiful moment where it was like, can't do much. You remember they even like closed the parks, but you could ride on the roads. They would close down some of the roads, even here in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And it was for pedestrians and bikes only. And I think people really like rediscovered their love for cycling.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's one of those things where like you get instantly better at it. It's one of those like you ride 10 miles and then you're like, oh, that was hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ride 12 miles, 15 miles, 20 miles.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a while and we're so excited to be back.
And I'm sure as many of the fans remember, and your dad shining down upon us, but he always had those really creative Sunday comics ads in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that showcase the expo as well as biking, and just it made it like this event, it's more than just selling bikes. It's about experiencing kind of what's next in seasonality in Wisconsin, something that we just all embrace. So what can people expect that's new this year at the expo?
Well, look,
honestly, it's back.
Yeah, it's back. And bikes are fun, okay? And so what we sell is experience, and we sell like how to have more fun in your life. You incorporate a bike into your life, and I guarantee the summer is going to be more fun. Like if it's just you for training for something, if you all of a sudden get your kids on bikes and you guys can like have these core memories as families riding together.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many reasons and ways to ride a bike. And what Bike Expo does is it showcases in one place all of the different ways you can ride, all the different types of bikes that we have. We have over 50 different exhibitors, so everything from bike organizations to advocacy to rides that you can sign up for. But it's like literally where all the bike people are is in one room for one weekend only.
And if I have a couple older bikes, is there some trade-in options and I can maybe wheel and deal a little bit, so to speak? Is that an option?
100%. All right. You know, if you've got a bike in your garage and it never fit you properly or it was like a hand-me-down from your uncle, we actually do something. We use something called Bicycle Blue Book. So it's like Kelly Blue Book for cars, but for bikes.
Oh, interesting.
You can trade in your bike for a store credit, and then you can use the credit from your old bike to help you buy a new one.
Okay. Wow. That's great. I
we make no it idea easy that existed. For you.
That's right. You're going to give me the price and... Hey, and then we're going to find a way to get me into a new model.
Dude, and bikes have come so far in the last 10 years. They're so much lighter. They're so much easier to shift. Like, they are so much more comfortable.
Are you seeing a lot of upgrades to e-bikes?
Oh, yeah.
Or just a lot of curiosity in that space?
You know, look, electric bikes are changing the game. So if you thought maybe bikes weren't for you because you hate, like, things like headwinds or hills, electric bikes erase all of those things. And they make it so easy to ride. So a lot of the bikes that we sell are like pedal assist, Jeff. So you still are pedaling to engage the motor. It's not like a motorcycle that moves underneath you. You got to do the work. But you get to adjust the level of assistance. So when that big hill is coming, guess what? It just helps you go up. But then on the downhill, you can still cruise and use all your own leg power. And they've done tons of studies on this. But literally, people are riding more often and longer distances. Hmm. So we got some like OG original people that are like, no e-bikes.
Right,
and you're
like,
you're going to be mad at people for riding more? Like, come on.
I mean, very similar to the auto space. Hybrids, right? You're hybrid. You're pedaling half the time. You're using the motor half the time. That's great. Yeah. That's how it should be.
Dude.
Looking ahead quickly, what do you see for Wheel and Sprocket's future? I mean, you're constantly innovating and kind of shaping the culture of cycling.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting stuff. You know, I would say like 10 years ago, people were like, oh, retail's dead. But there's just something, you guys, like to be able to interact with a human being and get your answers questions answered, to be able to see a bunch of product, feel a bunch of product, and really get connected to a community. Like, we sell bikes, but we sell community.
That's what it's all about. Amelia Cagle, Wheel and Sprocket.